Blog Talk Radio.
Mad Dog Podcast. We're going to keep this thing going. We did not get to talk about the first round predictions for the 2015 rookie draft, so we're going to go 15 more minutes. Brian Koch could not join us on this show. Thank him very much for joining us on the initial show where we talked about the different rookies that are available at the different positions. What I wanted to do is just spend a little time for fun talking about the predictions for the first round. And with the first pick, I'm currently planning, I personally own the first pick, and I'm currently planning on taking Amani Cooper. I like Gurley and Gordon equally, and I have the third pick, so my thought process is that I really want to get Cooper. I'd like to get one of the two running backs and Cooper, and I think the surest way to make sure I get one of each is to take Cooper first and then let the number two pick go however it goes, and then I'll take what's left. So, that's why Cooper is the first pick right now. Outside chance I could change that, but right now we're going to predict Cooper with the number one overall pick. That puts the Malicious Minds on the clock at number two, in which I, looking over their team and knowing his background, he was a huge Eddie George fan and Houston Oiler, Tennessee Titan fan in the past. I think that Todd Gurley will be the pick. But with that said, I could easily see him switching gears. I could see him going Jameis Winston there. I could see him taking Gordon there. But I think it's going to be one of those three players, Gordon, Gurley, or Winston, with that second pick. I'm predicting Gurley for Tom, the Malicious Minds. If that's the way it falls, I will take Gordon. If Gurley falls, I'll take Gurley with the third pick. So you can guarantee two of the first three picks are going to be Cooper, Gordon, Gurley, to one of the two running backs, and Cooper at the very minimum. The fourth pick in this draft is currently owned by the Dream Team. And after giving it some thought, he's been burned by the highest, as far as rookie ADP goes, the Kevin White from Chicago is the highest ranked wide receiver. But I know that Dream Team got burnt by Blackman in the past, so I don't know that he's going to go, he might go that route, but again, White being on a team that has a quarterback situation that's unsettled, possibly a team that's approaching a rebuilding phase. Alston Jeffery is already cemented as the number one wide receiver. You've got Matt Forte down there. White, you know, I don't know that he's going to spend the fourth pick on that player. So that's why I think maybe he'll take Yeldon. Maybe T.J. Yeldon is looking rather promising for Jacksonville. He's going to be the main running back down there, and they are in a very bad division. So that could equal some good stats. Going over to Tron with the fifth pick, Tron's Pabst Sixer. I don't know anything other than the fact that these guys do look at talent and they know what they're talking about, and that's why I think they're going to take Devontae Parker. Parker is highly valued in the fantasy football community for his talent, and a lot of people feel that this little cleanup operation, and that is what it was, a cleanup operation regarding a screw in his ankle or foot or whatever, that kind of suppressed his value a little bit. Before the surgery, he was kind of starting to vault White as the second wide receiver in this class. So I kind of am thinking that Tron is going to take Parker with the fifth pick. Sixth pick, if this player isn't already taken at two, I have a feeling that, show me your TDs, Scott Phillips, I have a feeling, is going to possibly take Winston. I forget how to say his first name, but the Tampa Bay quarterback. I currently have him going sixth to the A-team. That puts us over at seventh, which is Ipswich United, of which I'm personally predicting Abdullah from Detroit as the pick. And the connection here is that Andy Wellman has Bell from Detroit right now on his team. And the buzz right now is, you know, Bell is injured. Bell is saying confident things, but what player doesn't say confident things that they're going to come back and run for 1,200 yards and et cetera? You know, you don't get a contract by being timid and not believing in yourself. All these guys do that. So Abdullah, though, is making noise in camp, playing with the first team right now while Bella's out, and he's looking great. And he was highly touted coming out of college. So, Andy certainly could go with a wide receiver. He traditionally drafts running backs a little bit later in the draft, but I just have a feeling that he'd have the opportunity to lock up that Detroit job for his franchise for years to come, and that's why I'm predicting Abdullah there. That takes us over to the eighth pick, where Tron is back on the clock. Tron's Pat Sixer. With the running backs, Yeldon and Abdullah, gone, I think they'll look at Aguilar from Philadelphia. That's my prediction, that Aguilar is a guy who's been talked about as possibly going to be kind of a focal point for Philadelphia, has the potential to turn into their number one wide receiver down there, and I think that these guys might take a look at Aguilar at their pick at number 7 overall. Or is that 8? 8 overall. The ninth pick belongs to Bill. Bill Novak, downhill from here. There isn't a team in the league that is more desperate for a quarterback than Bill's team. And that's why I'm predicting Mariota. Marcus Mariota will go to Bill with the 9th overall pick. Now, Bill certainly could, because you don't always draft for need. Mariota's value isn't far off the 9th pick. I think I said his draft position toggles between 2-3 and 2-5. So it's a little bit earlier than he's normally being taken, but he's ballpark. That's where he goes, roughly within that 5-6 player, range. And Bill really does need a quarterback, and I don't know that there's anything else that hypothetically is available at this point in time. If you look at, if things fall the way I think they'll fall, you'll have his pick on defense of any player he wants. You'll have Kevin White from Chicago, Perriman from Baltimore. I just can't see Bill passing, again, my own opinion. I can't see him passing on the possibility of taking care of his quarterback situation for years to come to take a flyer on a wide receiver that's got a lot to prove in Perriman or White. So that's why I'm predicting Mariota to Bill at 9. Then we get over to 10, the Malicious Minds. Tom Buckles has a second first-round pick, and I'm predicting Tom is going to jump in and take one of the linebackers. I think he'll take Kendricks. He took Kendricks' brother, who plays for Philadelphia. He took him several years ago, and Tom has a track record of taking defense early in drafts, both in Mad Dog and King for a day. So my guess, my prediction, is that Tom will grab the middle linebacker from Minnesota and tuck that guy away. Tom also had a huge hit this year when San Francisco, when Borland retired from San Francisco. So I think he's going to be looking to beef up his defense, given the fact that he lost that player. Then we move over the 11th pick to Dream Team. Dream Team with a second first-round pick. And this is where I think Dream Team will take White, Kevin White from Chicago, because that's your top-ranked player there. Matt does like wide receivers. He just, I didn't predict him to take a wide receiver early because he had been burnt in the past in that fashion. I could easily see Matt going in multiple directions here, but I kind of look at it more of he'll kind of take the best player available at that spot because Matt's team is really strong. It doesn't have a ton of glaring holes, so take the player with the most upside is kind of what I'm predicting he'll do with that pick. And if White is still there, I think that's where White then eventually does go. The first round dies down with the Stoneform Pallies. Stoneform Pallies could take Perriman. He could. I could even see him, making a splash on defense, taking Anthony. My prediction is that he will take a linebacker, that he'll take Anthony from New Orleans. That's my prediction. Again, the wild cards for me are Vic Beasley of Atlanta at defensive end. That could be an attractive pick that somebody might, maybe Dream Team or Stoneform pull the trigger on Beasley, because that could be a really good defensive lineman to have. Or Perriman. Perriman, I could easily see Steve taking a shot at Perriman. He was a longtime fan of Torrey Smith, and I'm actually talking myself into changing my prediction to Perriman here at 12, because now that I think of it, Steve did hang on to Torrey Smith for a long time in Baltimore, And Perriman, his only real competition there on offense is going to be Steve Smith, formerly of Carolina. So Steve Smith has still got, you know, some miles left on the tires, but some tread left on the tires, but Steve Smith is getting old, and he can't do it forever. He kind of reminds me of Donald Driver, where, you know, they keep thinking he's going to go down and not produce, and he just keeps producing when given the opportunity. So I do think that that's a juicy spot, and I'm going to go ahead and change my prediction. I'm going to change my prediction here that Steve's going to take Perriman with that 12th pick. If it's not Perriman, then I do think he's going to take a linebacker. But that's my prediction for the first round. So, again, it's Cooper, Gurley, Gordon, Yeldon, Parker, Winston, Abdullah, Aguilar, Mariota, Kendricks, White, and Perriman. That's how I am personally predicting the first round of our Mad Dog rookie draft to go. I'd love to hear from you. If you guys want to put up a message board post and throw out your thoughts, kind of miss the days back when Sean Van Hammert, Anders Geesh, God rest his soul, when he, you remember that first year we did our rookie draft and he chimed in with commentary about everybody's picks and got everybody fired up. That was, on one hand, it was really bold, and on the other hand, it was cool to just have some kind of some draft talk, kind of like the real NFL when guys get out there and got your Mel Kuypers and everybody, you know, and sometimes criticizing picks, other times saying what a good pick it was. So that's what I wanted to accomplish today, guys. By the way, that intro today to the show for you wrestling fans, Vintage Taz from ECW. ECW Taz intro. Bet you didn't think you'd hear that today. Why don't I go ahead and throw out, let's get another ECW tune to end the show. Who liked Lance Storm? Let's go with that. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining me on the Mad Dog Podcast.